my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
Yeah.
When the Philistine looked around and saw David, he was disparaged, and he looked at him and he said, "You're just a young man with a ruddy complexion." And the Philistine said to him, David said, "Am I a dog that you come to me?" And the Philistine cursed David. Philistine also said to David, "Come to me, and I will give your flesh to the birds of the sky and the beasts of the field." And then David said to him, "Come to me with a sword and a spear and a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have taunted on this day.
Yeah.
This day the Lord will hand you over to me, and I will strike you down, and I will cut off your head, and I will give your body to the army of the Philistines this day, to the birds of the sky and the wild beasts of the earth, so that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel, and that this entire assembly may know that the Lord does not save with the sword or a spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will hand you over to us." So the Philistine rose, and he came forward to meet David, but David ran quickly toward the battle line to meet him. David put his hand into his bag and he took out a stone and he slung it and he struck him right on his forehead. And the stone penetrated into his forehead and he fell face down onto the ground.
Yeah.
We're talking this morning about facing your Goliath, or give me five good stones.
Yeah, mercy. Come on.
We know the story of David and Goliath and how God used a brave man to fill the face of a huge God and his people. With a sling in his hand, he chose five smooth stones from a brook, and he yelled, "Charge!" as he ran into the valley of what we would think is certain death.
Come on, talk to him.
God guided his actions, and the stone right between his eyes, and the giant fell flat down.
Yeah.
David isn't the only person to come up against a giant. All of us believers find ourselves face to face every day with big challenges, and quite often.
Yeah.
But on a few rare occasions, we find ourselves staring into the eyes of our Goliath.
Come on.
And then we have to decide what is going to happen. Is fear going to take over? Most often it is fear and exception that we are about to be squashed.
Yeah.
Y'all talk to me this morning, because I'm not going to yell and scream. But if it makes sense to you, say amen. I'm going to ask you, what is your Goliath?
Yeah.
Is it unemployment?
Yeah.
Is it debt? Is it a disease? Is it depression?
Come on.
Is it abandonment? Is it abuse? Is it a tragedy? Is it your finances? Is it your weakness? What is your Goliath this morning? Is it rejection? Is it a broken relationship? Is it an addiction? Is it bad habit? Do you have temptations, discrimination? What's your Goliath?
Yeah.
Fearful. Past failures, discouragement. Are you angry? Is it you? Are you your own Goliath?
Come on
now. Do you hear your giants shouting at you? You're not qualified for that job. You are not good enough to sin. You can't pay your bills. You can't save your marriage. You are losing your children. You cannot stop your vices. You can't refuse temptation. Are they saying to you, you can't stop your forbidden relationship? Are they saying you can't shake off your past failures? You don't have a bright future. Your life is a mistake. You're not worth the blessings of God. What is your Goliath saying to you today? It's time to stand up and face it with the same tactics that God gave to David.
Yeah.
So I ask you this morning, are you ready for that?
Come on.
Are you ready to say goodbye to defeat and start a victorious life in God? Are you ready this morning?
Yeah.
Nobody's ready but you.
Yeah.
Are you ready this morning to discover how to face the giants that are in your life today?
Yeah.
Are you ready to know that the weapons that God prepares for us to claim the victory? Are you ready for that? Are you ready to join the battlefield? We sing all the time, "I'm on the battlefield for my Lord." And it sounds good, and it sings good, and it plays good, but really, are we on the battlefield?
Come on
now.
Are we ready to cut off our enemy's head and overcome the deception of evil in our lives? Are we ready for that?
Yes, Lord.
Give me five good stones. Satan stands before the local church and defies a living Savior and our church.
Come on.
The people that are in it, for the most part, will huddle down and we're afraid and we're fighting. We're frightened.
Yes,
we remain silent when we should be shouting.
Come on.
We're shouting when we should be silent.
Yes.
And we have no voice because we're afraid.
Come on.
All right.
We're afraid we might offend someone.
Yes, Lord.
Someone might leave the church and take their tithe envelope.
Come on.
Leave. So Goliath, he wins over and over again. Let's plug into the source of David's power. Samuel 17 and 37, the Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear will deliver me from the hand of the Philistine.
Yes.
Saul said to David, go, and the Lord will be with you.
Yes.
David didn't say that he was delivered, that the flocks and all of that were delivered. He said that the Lord will deliver me.
Yes.
That's personal. The Lord is the source of David's power, and he is the source of our power. Our electronics, our appliances are useless if we don't plug them in. They're useless if we don't charge them up.
Yeah.
Our life is useless if we're not connected to the source of our power.
Yes.
Useless.
Yes.
God's people in the Bible were empowered by God through the outpouring of his anointing.
Yes.
The empowerment of the Christian.
Yeah.
I give a lot of scriptures. I don't read them all. I give them because I want you to go home and I want you to look at this stuff. Acts 1 and 8. But ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be a witness unto me in Jerusalem and all Judea and in Samaria and into the uttermost parts of the earth. Paul testified in 1 Corinthians 2 and 4, and my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of the power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God.
Yes.
Sometimes you have to talk to yourself.
Yes.
Sometimes you have to sing your way through some stuff.
Yes.
You come to church and you want the pastor to pump you up, but the truth of the matter is you should come in pumped up already.
Yeah.
Because God is good. He's powerful. And he has everything that you need to fight your battles.
Yes.
Paul tells us we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but principalities and powers against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. I don't preach politics. The pulpit is not the place for politics.
Come on.
I'm going to say this. Wickedness in high places.
Come on.
How did it get there?
Yeah.
Because we remain silent.
Come on.
We remain divisive among ourselves.
Come on.
80% of this country, 85% of the country are professing Christians.
Come on.
Yeah.
We should be able to speak. And things should be able to move.
Yes,
but because we're not on one accord, we have no voice.
Come on.
Because we don't shout when we're supposed to shout.
Come on.
And we should remain silent when we should be shouting. And we don't want to offend folks.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
But when we stand before the Lord, we're going to stand before him alone.
Yeah. Yes, Lord.
All the people that we remain quiet because we didn't want to offend them, they're not going to be standing there.
Come on. Yeah. Talk to us.
We've been given weapons and ammunition that will kill any giant that stands before us. But we must choose the right weapons.
Yeah.
Verse 40, David reached down into the brook and he picked up five smooth stones. And he killed his giant. He killed his Goliath.
Come on.
And I want to look at the stones this morning, and we're going to use our spiritual imagination. Amen?
Yes, spiritual.
I believe that the first stone is the stone of the Spirit. 1 Samuel 16 says, the Spirit of the Lord came upon David.
Yes.
Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brothers. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward.
Yes.
Without the power of the Spirit, we have to settle
for
a substitute.
Yes. Come on.
We'll accept bodies rather than souls.
Come on.
Activity rather than spirituality.
Yes. Yes.
I'd rather have five. Spiritual folks than 300 busy ones.
Yeah.
Amen. Lord. What good is a large church full of activity with no spirit?
Come on.
Yes, no.
Come on now. What good is a large group of people with no spirit?
Yeah.
Just
Yes.
Because time is short.
Yes.
And for us to be useful, that is our priority. We need to be useful in building the kingdom.
Yes.
Not just coming into church saying, I'm blessed and highly favored. They don't need to tell nobody that. We should be able to see it. Blessed and highly favored. Come on.
Yes. Live it.
Without God's Spirit, we're helpless in our own strength. We've become more occupied with the strategy of the Philistines, more occupied with the flesh than with the power of God.
Yeah.
We're more occupied with the things of this life than the things of our future life.
Yes, yes.
We're more occupied with what's happening right now than we are more occupied than with what should be our future.
Yes, yes, come on.
Eternity. Eternity. We need to be occupied and preoccupied with where we're going to spend eternity. We're more involved with the pleasures of our social, athletic, and financial society more than the things of God.
Yeah.
Our thoughts seem to be more on the fact that Goliath is out there rather than how do we defeat it.
Yeah.
Come on now, that makes sense to me. You know, somebody should tweet that because that makes sense to me.
Yeah.
We're occupied with the fact that it's out there, that he's out there, that our struggles are out there than we are on how do we defeat them. We spend more time studying the armor than on the whole armor of God. We spend so much time studying that, but we don't put it on. We spend time trying to duplicate things rather than studying the secret of David's sling and his stone.
Come on.
The battle won't be won in the flesh. We must be filled with the Spirit of God and trust it to get the job done.
Yes.
We must do little jobs as though they were big jobs. So when the big job comes, we can do it as though it is a little job.
Yes.
Attempt great things for God and expect great things from Him. David was a sheep herder.
Yes.
But he became a giant killer.
Yeah.
He was a little God.
Yeah.
Watch out for the little God. The first stone is the Spirit of God. The second is the stone of past experience. It's very important in success to accomplish things. We must work off of our past experiences. David had proven the power of God in his past life. Some of us here, we have great victories in our past, but today we stand on the brink of defeat. David knew that victory could be won, and he wasn't fearful of the armor or the size of his Goliath.
Yeah.
He faced giant enemies before. So he's going on his past experience.
Come on, talk to him.
And his past relationship with God. He knew him to be faithful.
Yeah.
If you don't have a relationship with it, you don't know him to be faithful.
Come on.
And you can't defeat your giant.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah.
When Jesus faced Satan on the cross, it wasn't the first time he had seen him. He'd already dealt with him in the wilderness.
Yeah.
Past experiences. Think back to an event in your own life when you knew that it was only God that had worked on your behalf, and He can and will do it again.
Yes,
First Peter, the devil is a roaring lion.
Yes.
Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour.
Yes.
The devil has a full-time job of tormenting us.
Yes, he does.
Jesus defeated Satan on the cross, and Satan is a defeated foe. He was a Goliath. Was a Goliath. The reason David was so sure of victory was that he had gone to the well of divine strength, and before it had proven to be sufficient. The reason we can kill our Goliaths is because we have already been to the well. And God has already proven himself to be sufficient.
Yes.
But we don't realize that God has already proven himself to be sufficient.
That's
Look
right.
back over your life. The third stone is a stone of priority. 1 Samuel 17 and 46. This day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand, and all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel.
Yeah.
And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not his sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands.
Yeah.
Our highest priority should be maintaining God's reputation.
All right.
David saw Goliath as a chance for God to show off.
Yeah.
A chance for God to show off.
Come on, yes, come on. Yes.
David saw Goliath as a chance for God to show off.
Yes.
Did David know he would exit the battle alive? No. He was willing to give his life for the reputation of God.
Yeah.
See, the point in that is you have to give God an opportunity to work in your life.
Yes.
You have to give him an opportunity. Stand for him. He's waiting. But we want to fight it ourselves.
Come on, talk to
him. I dare you today. Look at your situation. Look at your Goliath situation and give God a chance to show off.
Come on.
Yeah.
Your cancer is God's chance to show his healing power.
Yeah.
Your sin is God's opportunity to showcase his grace.
Yeah.
Your struggling marriage can be a billboard for God's power.
Yeah.
You don't know what God is if you haven't been to the well. Don't you know God is whatever you need him to be in your life?
Yeah.
Whatever you need to fight your Goliath, he is that thing.
Yes,
they say he is Jehovah Jireh. He is a provider.
Yes.
He is Jehovah Rapha. He is a healer. He is Jehovah Nisi. He is a banner. He is Jehovah Makadesh. He is a sanctifier. He is Jehovah Shalom. He is a peacemaker. Jehovah Rahi, he is a shepherd. Jehovah Elohim, he is the Lord God. He is King of Kings. He is Lord of Lords. See, he is a provider. He is a healer. He is a coverer. He is a sanctifier. He is a peacemaker. He is a shepherd. If you have hell in your home, there is a reason for that. He's a peacemaker. If you're sick in your body, there's a reason for that. He's a healer. If there's no money in your bank and no gas in your car, there's a reason for that. He's a provider.
Yes.
If you're wandering around trying to find your purpose, there's a reason for that. He's a shepherd.
Yes.
Jesus Christ is Lord, and he's all you need.
Yes.
He is all you need to slay the Goliaths in your life. The fourth stone would have been a stone of passion. 1 Samuel 17, and David said to Saul, "Let no man's heart fail because of him. Your servant will go and fight." And it came to pass when the Philistine rose and came and drew near to meet David, David hurried and ran down to meet him.
Yes.
We run away. David ran head first right onto him.
Come on, talk to him.
When you run, the devil thinks you're a punk.
Come on.
Come on, let's talk real. When you run, he thinks you're weak.
Yeah.
If he thinks you're weak, he's going to come harder.
Yes.
If he comes harder and you run, he just might win.
Come on.
I'm talking to you because I have faced some Goliaths.
Yes.
I don't stand up here trying to tell you that I came out of my mama and shouted hallelujah.
Come on.
Yeah.
I came out and did whatever I wanted to do.
Uh-huh.
How I wanted to do it.
Yes.
You couldn't tell me nothing.
Yeah.
If you look right over here, there's a lady sitting here with a blue hat on.
Yeah.
Who prayed me out of some mess.
Yeah.
Who loved me unconditionally.
Yeah.
She knew that there was something that the Lord had me to do.
Amen.
David ran toward his giant. We should do the same.
Yeah.
Take up a stone of passion. But there remains one more, and what would it be? I'm going to say that it's a stone of persistence.
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Why did he pick up five stones?
Come on now.
Because it, could it be because Goliath had four relatives the size of King Kong?
Come on.
Was he intimidated? Mm-hmm. The point is, you never give up.
Never
give up.
Never.
Never, ever, ever give up.
Never.
Young people, never
give up.
What is that? One prayer might not be enough. Never give up. One apology might not do it. Never give up. You may get knocked down a time or two, but don't quit. Keep loading the rocks. Keep swinging the sling. Jacob said, I won't let go. Except he blessed me.
Yeah.
And he wrestled with him all night long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
5 good stones. Stay focused. All those gathered here know that it's not by the sword or by the spear that the Lord saves. The battle is the Lord's. Don't be disturbed by a big giant. David asked the men standing near him, "Who is this uncircumcised man?" If you let's stay real, I'm sure David said, "Who is this clown?
Yeah.
Who is this clown?
Yeah.
He's running his mouth. Would you give me 5 good stones?
Yeah.
Who got this?"
Uh-huh.
David said in the song, "Let no one lose heart on account of this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your servant is going to go and fight him." David said, "You come against me with a sword, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty.
Yeah.
Give me 5 good stones. Don't be discouraged by detractors." Anyone has something to say everyone has something to say to David. "What are you doing? What have you done? Why did you come down here?"
Yes.
No one said to him, "Do you need any help?
Come on.
Is there anything that I can do?
Come on.
Let me check and make sure your sling is in good shape. Let me look at those stones." No, they said, "What have you done?"
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Faithless folks, you have to be careful who you associate with.
Yeah.
You need to be with like-minded people who serve the same God and
yes,
even no. have the same power.
Yeah.
Yes.
You don't pick somebody for a dodgeball team camp, bro.
Come on. Tell us about it.
What are you doing here? What have you done? Why have you come down here? They say empty wagons. My granddaddy used to say it all the time. Empty wagons make a lot of noise when they bounce down the road.
Yes,
just noisy. Nothing in them. No substance. Just bouncing down the road. Making noise. Seize divine opportunity. Verses 48 through 50. As he moved closer to attack, David ran quickly towards the battle line to meet him. And the scripture tells us that reaching into his bag, he took out a stone. And he slung it and he struck him right in the forehead.
Yeah.
And the stone went into his forehead and he fell face down on the ground.
Yeah.
And David ran over and he stood over him and he said, and he took hold of his own sword. The sword that he was going to use to kill David.
Yeah.
David took his own sword.
Yeah.
See, that's my Uncle Gary Lee said, that's a whole other message.
Yeah.
David
yeah.
ran and stood over and he took his sword and he killed him and he cut off his head.
Yeah.
And then the Philistines saw that the hero was dead. They turned and they ran. See, there are some things in life that we need to cut off.
Yeah.
Now, if it was quiet before, it's going to get real quiet.
Come on.
There are some things in this life that we need to cut off.
Yes.
We need to cut off evil communication.
That's right.
Yes.
We need to cut off folks who want to call and remind you of your Goliath.
Yeah.
When someone is facing a Goliath, they don't always need your interpretation of their situation. They just need your prayer.
Yeah.
We need to cut off illicit relationships.
Yeah.
If it's not your wife,
you
are alone.
Yeah.
If it is not your husband, you can alone.
Yeah.
If you want a wife, go get one that goes along to say,
it's
real simple stuff.
Yeah.
It's real simple stuff. But we make it so complicated.
Yeah.
Cut off bad habits and vices. That's me, Dr. Pepper, potato chips.
Come on, talk to us.
I got water in my house, and I can't stand it. We need to cut off our addictions.
Yes, Lord.
Whether it be drugs or alcohol.
Yeah.
We need to cut off our backbiting and our gossip.
Yeah.
If you want to know something, ask
somebody.
That person.
Yeah.
And you're either going to get the answer or you're going to be told it's none of your business.
Yeah.
Either one of those is acceptable. Amen.
Yeah.
We need to cut off adultery and infidelity.
Yeah.
Talk to us.
I keep thinking about my friend right here.
Come on, talk to us. Talk to us.
But when I found out that he was going to marry her, I said, I didn't know who to be more happy for, her or him.
Right.
He who finds a wife finds a what?
Good
thing. And I thought about it when I was sitting here and she was singing and I saw him jump up and start clapping. I said, I know he's saying that's my wife. That's a beautiful thing, right? But it's his wife. All right now. The next time your giant shout at you, you know what to do. Plug into the source of power.
Yeah.
Choose the right weapons. Keep your eyes on focus. Seize God's moment and cut off your enemy's head.
Yes, Lord.
When you're facing your Goliath, all you need is the Lord.
Yeah.
When you're facing your ugly situations, all you need is the Lord.
Yeah.
Keep quiet. Don't put your business all in the street and get mad when somebody pick up your dirty laundry and spread it around.
Yeah.
I told a story a few weeks ago about a bird who was getting ready to fly south for the winter. He had left too late. And the cold air started to get into his lungs.
Yeah.
And he was flying and he realized he couldn't make it, but he just kept on flying.
Yeah.
And finally he fell down into a field. And a cow came along. And he pooped right on top of the bird.
Yeah.
Now here's the bird going, man, I'm late for where I was supposed to be.
Yeah.
I'm in a field covered with cow manure.
Come on.
What a mess this is.
Yeah.
Then he started to realize something.
Yeah.
Wow, this is doesn't smell good, but it's warm.
Yeah.
And I fell out the sky because I was cold.
Come on. All right now.
So he says, okay, I'm going to make the best of this dirty situation.
Yeah.
So he started singing a song. And the song drew the attention of a cat.
Uh-oh.
The cat came running, looking to see who's running their mouth over here in this pile of poo. So the cat came running and just kept on saying, just kept on talking. In his mess, he kept on talking. So the cat said, well, I think it's right there. And he started digging. And the cat started digging and he found the bird. And we know what cats do, they kill birds, right? So he dug the bird up and he killed it. Now what's the point of that? The point of that is this. Not everybody who drops manure on you is your enemy.
Yeah.
Come on.
Amen.
Talk to him.
Not everybody that digs you out
is your friend. Yeah.
Come on now. But the first part of that, which is the most important, is when you're in your mess, keep quiet. Playtime is over. Recess is for school children and preschoolers. The Lord is coming, and he's coming very soon.
Yes, he is.
We know the story. See, we preach and we want to make people feel good, but the truth of the matter is, we're going to leave here.
Yeah.
And we're going to stand in front of our Lord and our Savior.
Yeah.
Because we know the story. Friday evening, your God and mine was in front of his Goliath.
Yes.
It's the first time in the history of the foundations of the world that he is out of communication with his Father.
Yes, come on, talk to him.
That's a Goliath. Now, what is he doing?
Come on.
He's standing there. He's hanging there.
Yeah.
We know what happened. Out of communication, he cries out.
Yes.
Dad, what's going on? I can't hear your voice.
Mercy.
He got no answer.
My Lord.
But he kept on hanging.
Yes.
He was bloody and he was bruised and he was abused.
Yes.
The sins of the world were on top of him. And he gave up the ghost.
Yeah.
He gave it up. We didn't take it.
That's right.
Yeah. He gave it up.
Yeah.
They took him down. And his Goliath said, I got him now.
Yeah.
I got him now.
Right.
So they took him down and they put him in Joseph's new tomb.
Come on.
They put him in a new tomb.
Yes.
Because he didn't have one of his own because he wasn't prepared.
Yes.
That's a whole nother message, y'all.
Right.
They took him down. They put him in Joseph's new tomb, and Satan looked at him. And he said, I got you.
Got you.
They thought that, death had won in this particular situation, but we know the rest of the story early. Sunday morning. Early Sunday morning. See, if I was a hooper, I'd hoop. If I had two good knees, I'd run. But instead, I just have to tell you the story. Early Sunday morning. Come on.
Yes.
And we stand before you.
Yes.
speak for us.
Yes, Lord.
We'll be so ever careful to give you the praise and the honor and the glory that a God's